Burma, under intense international pressure to release Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, says it has freed more than 90 of her supporters arrested with her in the May 30 clash with pro-government supporters. Burma's military government announced it released more than 90 pro-democracy supporters since June 26. All are supporters of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her party, the National League for Democracy, or NLD. They were arrested during a May 30th clash between opposition and pro-government supporters. But the statement sent to foreign embassies in Rangoon Wednesday made no mention of Aung San Suu Kyi or when she will be free. She remains under detention at an undisclosed location despite intense international pressure calling for her release. Aung Soar, editor of a Thai-based magazine, The Irrawaddy, says releasing opposition supporters shows the Burmese government wants to placate the international community.
I think this is a sign that trying to ease the ASEAN and the international pressure coming to the military government.
Aung Soar says the crackdown is continuing, with students and NLD supporters being watched and questioned, adding to what he calls a climate of fear. The pressure on Burma's military government to release Aung San Suu Kyi is now coming from Asia, which until recently has asked the international community for patience. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is calling for Burma's expulsion from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, if the opposition leader is not released soon. The United States says it is ready to implement tougher economic sanctions against Burma, while Japan is threatening to halt fresh aid. Aung Soar remains pessimistic about the release of Aung San Suu Kyi anytime soon, adding that some fear the military government may prosecute her.
A lot of people in Burma are very skeptical of her release because they think that the military will keep her quiet some time, 3 to 6 months, a year, or more than a year. We don't know. There's even a strong speculation that they might put her on trial.
For 2 years, Burma has been on the path to political reform, backed by the United Nations and the regional community. But political dialogue ground to a halt after the violent May 30th clash in northern Burma. Burma has been under the rule of the military since 1962. The present government has been in power since 1988 and has refused to hand over control to the NLD despite a landslide election victory in 1990. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.